This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello, this is Drew on a Saturday. I'm bringing you one of those quickie 30-minute episodes that I've been typically getting up on Fridays, but I was just not able to do it this week. Work is work. Work is a lot of work. And not that I don't consider Singing Mountain important work as well, but I simply ran out of time. But I did want to give you something, so here's a Friday episode on a Saturday. Maybe enjoying your weekend. It's a very kickback selection of music. This episode is about a game you may not have heard of. And if you've heard of it, you probably haven't played it, based on the fact that most of my listeners are in the US, Mexico, and Canada. And even if you have played it, you probably won't have heard all the music featured in this episode, for reasons I'll explain shortly. The game is Doshin the Giant, the god simulation game that I mentioned back in episode 35, which was all about Nintendo games not likely to be featured in the next Smash Brothers. Doshin was originally released in 1999 for the Nintendo 64 disk drive attachment, which was only available in Japan, and then re-released for the GameCube in 2002, in Japan but also Europe and not North America at all, which is super weird because, by virtue of having released it in England, there was an English translation that Nintendo had gotten done, but they just didn't decide to bring it across the pond. Maybe Europe was an experiment to see how non-Japanese gamers would take to this sort of game. Maybe they didn't take well. Maybe that's why that's the last we saw of Doshin in any territory, save for a single trophy in Smash Bros. Melee. I have been kind of obsessed with Doshin the Giant because I happened across it when I was living in London for a while. I ducked into a toy store one day and saw a GameCube kiosk where you could play Doshin the Giant. And I've always been someone that prides himself on his Nintendo lore, and I didn't know what the hell this game was. It's a weird game. You play as Doshin, a towering yellow thing that kind of looks like if the Have a Nice Day smiley grew a giant body, sort of, or like a Lego dude, maybe sort of like a minion. I don't really know how to describe it. You walk around an island doing favors for villagers, and that's the game. Sort of. It's a weird subgenre that Nintendo really seemed to be into for a period, the stuck on an island doing favors genre, which also includes Captain Rainbow and Gift Bia, neither of which came to North America either, and both of which I talk about in episode 35. So, yeah, I have not really played this game, but I have heard what would appear to be the soundtrack. It was composed by Tatsuhiko Asano, and I think it's really good. This is his only Nintendo composition, and also his only video game composition at all. Doesn't really sound like anything else in a Nintendo game. Maybe there's a non-Nintendo game it kind of sounds like, but I don't know what it is. You guys tell me. For this episode, I am skipping the track Yellow Giant because I played that back in episode 35 as the representative music from Doshin the Giant. But this episode will feature basically everything else. It sounds like kitschy mid-century Tropicalia crossed with a science fiction movie, which I guess means kind of like psychedelia, maybe a little acid rock in there. I could spend a lot of time trying to put words around this, but I don't think I'll quite convey it until I get to the music. Before we get there, though, there's a weird story that I found out while doing research for this episode. If you want to just get to the music, I understand, skip ahead to
8 minutes and 37 seconds.
Upon doing a little more research, I found that these tracks aren't actually the soundtrack to the game. As I'm understanding it, Nintendo didn't use the majority of these tracks in Doshin the Giant. They only used 3, and then Asano himself released the unused tracks on an album called In the Wake of Doshin. Like, by himself, and unless I'm mistaken, not affiliated with Nintendo in any way. I'm actually surprised that Nintendo would have allowed him to do this at all, much less with the 3 tracks that were used in the game appearing alongside all the ones that weren't. Like most giant companies, Nintendo is a little precious about its copyrights. Please, please, please don't sue me, Nintendo. In the Wake of Doshin was given a CD release and a vinyl release, and using my internet research skills, I couldn't find a single place to legally buy it or legally download it. Would you guys know, like, where to look? Like, if there exists a vinyl version of this soundtrack, I want it. I want to play it in my living room and play it at parties and be like, oh god, you have to listen to this weird album, and then tell them all about Doshin the Giant and how it's weird. Seriously, if there's some Japanese marketplace online that I can't find because I don't speak Japanese, let me know. I actually felt conflicted about doing this episode, not because I was suddenly wondering if these tracks even counted as video game music, since most of them weren't actually used in a video game, but also because maybe I got a sense of Asano being screwed over by Nintendo. I don't know the specifics, and I'm just kind of spitballing here, but he composed this music for a game, let's say, and Nintendo was like, nah, this sucks, and then as a musician, he released the material on his own because he thought it was good and he probably wanted some compensation for his creative efforts. You know, because artists need to eat. Even that title, In the Wake of Doshin, kind of makes you think of Doshin trampling over him. I would gladly pay for this music, especially if I'm paying the composer himself, or at least the record label that released his music, of which he'd presumably get a cut. But I'm pretty sure there's not a way for me to do that. So here it is. It's worth your time, and I want to share it with you. Here's the aspect of this that makes me feel a little less crummy. Tatsuhiko Asano does have other albums on iTunes and other websites where you can buy music, and they kind of sound like they're pretty much along the lines of In the Wake of Doshin. So I went ahead and bought his albums. 2008's Spacewatch is particularly good, while 2001's Jenny Hanover is probably the closest to what you hear on Doshin. I won't be sharing those with you on this podcast. They're for me, and I would say that if you like what you hear, go buy his stuff. I do support the artists I enjoy, and support financially, and not just with, like, a thumbs up and recommendations. And so should we all. Here is the soundtrack to Doshin the Giant that actually wasn't the soundtrack to Doshin the Giant, but maybe should be the soundtrack to Doshin the Giant, and is a great collection of video game-ish music that I think you should hear by an artist that I now like a great deal and am invested in financially and, you know, enthusiasm-wise. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's it. Please subscribe to Singing Mountain on iTunes or anywhere else that you normally find a podcast. And please give me a rate and review. Those help. You know this. You can follow me on Twitter at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E, or you can follow Singing Mountain on Twitter at Singmopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. Go to singingmountainpod.com for anything else you possibly might want to know about this podcast, including previous episodes. And otherwise, I hope you have a great day, and I'm going to play one last track for you. It is the Yellow Giant reprise, which is a reinterpretation of the track I used on episode 35 and did not feature in this episode. But you get a reprise of it, so you won't even miss it. See ya.